1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's Wednesday, June 28th. We have a very special event that is back this Sunday with Stratford and District Horticultural Society. Ron Nicol is on the line with details. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, Ron. We've got another great get-together happening Sunday, Ron. What's going on?
Well, this coming Sunday, July the 2nd, the Stratford and District Horticultural Society, or Garden Stratford as we're sometimes called, is holding its, I'm not even sure what the number is anymore, probably about 25, 26 annual Stratford Garden Tour.
This has been a long tradition in Stratford and area, and it's not to be missed. It's the Garden Tour set for Sunday. So how does the Garden Tour work, Ron, for those not familiar with it?
Basically, what we've done is we've approached a number of private homeowners around Stratford. This year we have 9 properties. Often we only have 7 or 8, but we actually came up with 9 this year. Private properties where people can buy a ticket and go around and see the gardens in the front and back. So people are getting a chance to see gardens which wouldn't be available to the public normally.
And you've got 9 gardens featured for this upcoming tour. Is there any special garden that people should definitely check out on your listing?
I can't think of one in particular. They all have something unique about them. They're all in Stratford. They all are, as I said, private homes, and they're in various neighborhoods around town. They're new properties in development, but, you know, becoming established, or long-established gardens that have been around for 100 years originally with whatever modifications the homeowners have made over the years.
So again, as you mentioned, obviously a good response, having 9 gardens, which is a few more than you usually have. So obviously, gardeners really want to become part of this garden tour.
I think so, and it's a chance for people to sort of show off what they've got. Some people have unique plants and unique design, and it's a great fundraiser for the Hort Society, which uses the money for educational programs and tree planting programs and buying plants for the public gardens that we work on around Stratford, like Churchill Circle and Bonnie Richardson Garden, Catherine East, that sort of thing.
And thank you to Stratford and District Horticultural Society for all the work on the gardens, as you mentioned, in Stratford. So again, you can pick up still advance tickets this week, is that right?
Yep, the tickets are on sale right now. You can buy them for cash only at Cozine's Garden Center on Huron Street, Clomps on just up Erie Street, and at the Stephenville Garden Center. And the tickets are $15 each and or $25 for 2. So you actually save a little bit by buying 2 tickets.
And you can't beat that. And it's kind of like a self-guided tour, if you will.
That's right. We provide a sheet which will have the gardens and the homeowners, a little description of the gardens and the address of the property. And then there'll be a map with a corresponding number to each of the gardens. And people can just do them at their own pace and in whatever order they want to do them. But we have a suggested order just because it's geographically around town. And people can drive, they can ride their bikes. It's a bit of a long haul for a walk. It's about 16 kilometers first to last.
Yeah, with 9 gardens.
I mentioned, the tickets are also on sale on Sunday. The Hort Society will have a booth, a little kiosk set up down at City Hall, just outside City Hall, on Sunday, July the 2nd, to sell tickets from 9 till 1.
So there you go. You can pick up tickets even day of. GardenStratford.org is the website. It is the garden tour with Stratford and District Horticultural Society with 9 gardens to take in. Again, such another unique opportunity. And as we mentioned with these gardens, not only do you enjoy the gardens, but depending on the situation, you often get a chance to chat with the gardeners or chat with the homeowners about it.
Sure, yeah. They're always glad to talk about what they've done and how they've developed their properties over the years.
Get your tickets. We'll share all the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. GardenStratford.org is the website with Stratford and District Horticultural Society. Garden Tour this Sunday, 10 a.m. through till 4 p.m. And Ron, before we let you go, anything else on the go with Stratford and District Horticultural Society that folks need to know?
I don't think so. We're working with some of our, like I said, our public gardens for the summer, and we'll be starting up our monthly meetings again in the fall. So if anyone's interested in buying a membership for the Hort Society, they're always welcome to do that. And you can find all those details on our website as well.
Ron Nickel with Stratford End District Horticultural Society. Ron, thanks so much for the conversation and have a great garden tour on Sunday.
Thanks, Jamie. We appreciate your help.